Okay. Harry Manx, thank you very much for joining me on the Turek Times and TAG interview thingy bobba. I'm Blaine.
My pleasure, Blaine. Thanks for having me on the show.
Thank you. So a month in Australia in a week, that sounds like a pretty heavy-duty time schedule.
Yeah. Well, I say that I spent a month here this week because I sort of hit the ground running. And you guys are a long ways from North America here, and it takes a few days for your whole being to catch up to itself, it feels like. And after a week, I'm finally here on the ground.
It does. The being of... Yeah, I was talking about that subject. I noticed I had a bit of a read in your Vishwa Mohan Bhat. You stayed with him for a number of years in Rajasthan, learning how to play the bat, I guess, the Mohan Veena.
Yes, that's right. Yeah, I had the pleasure of spending 5 years with Vishwa Mohan Bhat in Jaipur. And he taught me to play the Indian slide guitar, as you mentioned, called the Mohan Veena. It's a 20-string instrument that's really a cross between the Indian sitar and the Western guitar. And it's a real joy to have, and it sounds lovely.
I watched a little link from the Inside Sleeve, which is an ABC radio show, and you explained the guitar and it had a whole lot of sort of two levels of strings, three on the top and 17, I'm guessing, on the bottom.
Yeah, that's right. It's a whole new setup, and it's quite confusing for Western guitar players to figure out what to do with it. But it's set up to play in basically in just one key and to play Indian classical music. Myself, I try to mix it with some blues and some original style of music.
It's a good combination, and the cross-cultural experiences. Like, you know, when we do travel to different countries and we move around, I guess we all experience something new, and we learn and we unlearn and we learn and we unlearn. And
that's right. Yeah, my music sort of is the result of all my traveling and all my experiences over the years. And somebody was saying to me the other day, if I listen closely, I can hear the musician in your music. And I think that's true, you know. Maybe the words point to that, but the sounds probably point more even to my travels and the places that I've been to.
It's a beautiful sound. Like, thank you very much for doing that.
Yeah.
On behalf of all the world's audiences.
I know. I'm very glad that it speaks to some people because it wasn't something that I consciously planned to do to mix Western music with Indian music. But at the end of the day, it does speak to people for some strange reason, and maybe it's the uniqueness of it, or maybe they have some connection with India that my music reminds them of.
The steel guitar and, you know, slide guitar and bluegrass and you know, it blends nicely with the Hindustani music as well, and perhaps the mystic sippy is probably a good term for it, but
yeah, true.
We all like to pigeonhole.
There's some common notes and common scales between Indian music and Western music, specifically blues. And I look for that those common notes, you know. I look for some common ground there that I can mix the two together. I might be forcing the relationship a little bit, but you know, it might be necessary to do that. Away I go.
Path of discovery, that's called, isn't it?
Yeah. Yes, that's right.
Yeah. So, do you have this is a meditation? Well, it seems to, from what I hear, it does. It's very trance-like when one listens to it.
Yeah.
And as you almost dropped in, you drop in, and while you're listening, and it's like, wow, it's this beautiful, magical place.
Yes, that's the Indian, that's the effect of the Indian music. You know, they've been playing music for thousands of years, and they discovered that certain sequences of notes will sort of create a mood, create a vibe or feeling. And it seems to be true, because when I was learning to play that instrument in India, I would practice for a while and I would get so spaced out by my own playing that it was really hard to come back down to earth, you know. And I see it in the crowds even today when I play. They get quiet and they go somewhere else. And that's the beauty and magic of music.
Yeah, it definitely is, isn't it? It's elevating.
Elevating, yes. I'm always hoping it inspires people, you know.
I guess it's a nice thing. When you are playing, I guess you expect your audience to be a bit quiet. And no mosh pit in the foreground there.
Yeah, you know, if I was maybe 30, 40 years younger, that's probably what I would be doing. But sometimes I find myself at these festivals where there's a lot of young, energetic bands, which is great. They usually put me in a place in the corner, and folks will come over there and they'll listen and they'll get chilled out and they'll go, yeah, well, that's also cool. That's nice. And it's something, you know, that's not in competition with the other music. It's something that they can go and appreciate also.
Yes, true. Now, you're in Melbourne on next Friday.
Yes.
And I understand you're on the road in Canberra. Where have you been so far in Australia over the last week?
I played the Blue Mountains.
I'm thinking I probably should focus on the tour at some point.
Yes, that's true. I played the Blue Mountains, and then I was in Sydney for two shows, one at the Basement, one at the Camelot. And last night we were in, the night before we were in Bulai, and then in Milton. So we're moving south, and tonight we're in Canberra, and then we'll be moving down to Wangaratta and points further south from there. I think this whole month is a bit of a road trip, you know, between Melbourne and Sydney, and next month I'm going to fly around a bit west and up north.
Okay, so you're here for a month or two.
Yeah, I'm here for a good 2 months, and I'm going to cover a lot of the places in Australia.
So you've got quite a list of places you're going to be performing at too, I'm guessing.
Yeah.
Not just one big holiday?
No, I don't have many days off. If I'm not playing that day, usually I'm doing interviews or something like that. Yeah. But on my website, harrymanx.com, all my dates are listed, and folks can see where I'm getting to. It's a bit of a mystery to me. I never know really where I'm going tomorrow. I have someone with me who helps with that.
Well, that's good, yes, because some of those towns you just mentioned, I'm not actually sure where they are either.
that's good. I'm not the only one.
Yeah. So next Friday you're playing at the MIMO, which is the St Kilda RSL Club, and it's a great venue.
And yeah, I like that.
I'm definitely looking forward to come and see you play and hopefully say hello and take a photo of you perhaps.
Yes. And that would be great, yeah. And that would be a lovely place. And last time I was there, I had a wonderful turnout. So it should be great.
Uh-huh. Very good.
Coming with me on this tour, by the way, is I have a keyboard player from Sydney.
Is that Clayton? Dolly. Yes.
Yeah, and he's just a fantastic player. He really jazzes the show up quite a bit.
So you guys driving around together, or is that...
Yeah, we are. Yeah, we're doing the tour.
Oh, hey, Clayton, if you can hear me.
He's not here, but I'll let him know you today.
Awesome.
You must know him from... He's played with a lot of great acts here in Australia over the years.
Yeah. Yes, very good. Yeah. All right. I think we'll call that. And I'll...
Yeah.
So this is Blaine signing out from TAG, speaking with Harry Manx, who's in Canberra today. And today is Friday.
Yeah, by the way.
Friday the 9th of September, 2016. Quite an auspicious day, really.
Yeah, that's right.
And the last day before a lunar eclipse tomorrow morning.
Oh, fantastic.
Yeah, so quite an interesting period. In Vedic astrology, it's quite an interesting period of time. So we're about to move through an end of an era and a beginning of a new one.
Very good. That's good to know. I'm going to keep my eyes wide open.
Awesome. Okay, thanks very much, Harry. Look forward to seeing you in Melbourne.
All the best to you, Blaine, and thanks for your time.
Thank you too. Cheers. Safe driving.
Cheers. Bye. Bye-bye.